Good afternoon to everybody. I'm really happy to welcome you here once again to our second unit in the international course of lecture in Trends in Adult and Continuing Education in Europe. I'd like to say a hearty welcome to all students here in the classroom, as well to all students who follow the course of lecture via internet by the online streaming.
Yes, Anne, I think that's a good point to send a special welcome to our colleagues to Kaunas in Lithuania. They wrote tomorrow an email that over 30 students will watch the internet streaming now.
Yes, that's very good news. But we also, of course, want to say hello to all the others. We heard that we have students from Spain, from Great Britain, from Finland, from Romania, from Italy, from the Czech Republic, and of course a lot of colleagues who from Germany who follow by video streaming. So hello to everybody.
Yes, and today we have got a special lecturer. It's our guest, Professor Dr. Esther Oliver, and she will talk about the trends in adult and continuing education in her home country, Spain.
Oh yes, Regina, as you already mentioned, Esther is our guest professor at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about the guest professorship we have in Germany?
Yes, our university is very happy that we are now allowed to invite over 2 years several international experts in adult education, and we have started a guest professorship called Adult and Continuing Education and Learning, and Esther is here from October until December. Afterwards, from January until March, we can welcome here Licinio Lima from Portugal, and from on April, Paul Beloche from Canada will come here.
Yes, we are really happy about that.
Yes.
But what do you think? I guess now it's time to say hello to Esther, and because everybody might be very excited to listen to her lecturing.
Yes, just welcome Dr. Esther Oliver.
Hello.
Hello.
Esther, you are coming from Barcelona, and you are doing before your guest professorship and afterwards a fellowship at the University of Warwick in Great Britain, and that also gives a sign to a very interesting vita of you, and maybe you can say a few words about you, about your studies and your research profile.
Yeah. Sure. I have my degree on sociology in the University of Barcelona in 1997. I obtained this degree. And after that, I have been enrolled in a PhD program also in sociology in the University of Barcelona. And I have to say also that my background is very interdisciplinary in the sense that I have been working in interdisciplinary teams and research. And now I'm here as a guest professor, as you said, and I'm developing a postdoctoral research on gender issues at the University of Warwick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds very interesting. Your biography, would you describe the guest professorship as a challenge? Why is it so interesting for you to be here in Essen at the moment?
Yeah, it's really a challenge. It's a very good opportunity to stay here. First of all, I would like to thank Professor Nuisel for his invitation to be here as a guest professor, and also to all his team for the great welcome that I have had here as a guest professor at the University of Duisburg-Essen. And yeah, I have to say that it's a very good opportunity to teach abroad and to have the opportunity to contrast different perceptions on teaching with international students, with students from other countries that are also here. It's opening to you a very broad perspective of being involved in university, yes, European universities.
Yes, Esther, you are now since 1 month here in Germany. What are your impressions from Germany and from adult education in German universities?
Yeah, one of the things that it impressed me more is the international dimension that here this university is given into the field of adult education and to the teaching on adult education with the MI, the European Master in Adult Education, also with these international lectures. And with the figures, with the role of the guest professors. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a great investment on internationalization of the adult education field, and also providing to the students the opportunity to attend seminars in English that is giving to their professional background a very valuable issue, feature. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Esther, today you're talking about Spanish context of adult education. So you're also you're here as a guest professor. Today you're here to speak about Spain and your representative of your country. And what do you think? Can you already say something about differences between adult education in Spain and adult education in Germany that you can stress out for the students?
Yeah, I've realized that the main difference are, I think, on the stress in the debates in the different countries in the field of adult education. In Spain, for example, there are a lot of efforts in order to link adult education with the overcoming of social inequalities and social exclusion, and very focused on some vulnerable groups. And as far as I know, in Germany, there are a lot of efforts also in working for the professionalization of the field, the qualification or validation procedures. Then in different contexts, you can find different stress and different debates that can be very good in order to exchange experience and knowledge.
Yes, that was already a great insight into your country, and we are now very excited for your presentation and are looking forward for the trends in your country.
Just to say just a few words, Regina, of the process, because maybe some students are new, because it's just the second unit. So as it was 2 weeks ago, we already have today, again, a presentation of Esther for the next 30 minutes, maybe. And after that, we have time to collect some questions. You can arise questions here in the room, also as in the forum.
Yes, and afterwards we will collect all your questions and will give it to Esther, and she will answer all your questions here online.